Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
My name is Jerry Shaw. Just a minute. I'm going to take you off speakerphone here. I hope I can do this. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Oh, man. I got it on speakerphone. If I hang, I'm afraid if I hang it. Oh, just maybe if I hang up and lift it up. Have you got my number there?
Let's see, the caller ID states that the phone number is 509-924-0246.
Yes. Let me hang up here, and I'm just gonna hang it up and lift it up again. And if it cuts me off, call me back, please.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
There. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. I'm having a terrible, terrible, terrible time, and I've called you guys so many times, of getting parts. And I turned it into 12, and when it took me over 2 months to get the first 12, I went ahead and I said, okay, every 2 months, or twice a month. So that's 24 kits a month. And I finally, after damn near 3 months, I started this the end of December, and I sat there and waited and waited, and they said, well, we held up your order because number three. Well, number three is the front wheel, and they assured me then number seven, and I said, well, send me everything else then and skip those two. Okay, well, then the next time I call them, I said, well, you know, it's taken me forever. I still don't have three, the third order. So I said, go ahead and process my next order because, you know, it should be around the first of each month. And now I'm into it, you know, what, 3 months? And I said, just, you know, And they said, yeah, we got three and seven, so we'll put those in the next 12. And they'll be on their way. Well, then I didn't see any, you didn't send me anything that you're taking it out of my account. So I called back and they said, oh, three's out of order again. And I said, well, why didn't you send them to me when they were in order? I asked you to. And they said, well, it's a magazine. And I said, I don't give a damn about the magazine. And as far as constructing it, I said, send me number nine then, because number nine is the same as number three. It's another front wheel. That's all it is. It takes all of 2 minutes to put it together. And I said, I don't need instructions. I've put three wheels together. I just need the other front wheel. And so, you know, send me seven. Now, I do have a friend in Britain, and he did find the company over there. And it's going to be a bit of a problem for him, but he will. The only reassurance I got, and the only reason I haven't canceled this whole damn thing, is he assured me that if you guys refuse to send me certain parts, then I'll have him buy them for me and ship them back. And it's going to cost me. I won't get my 20%, but at least I'll get them. I mean, this thing's useless without that other front wheel.
And yes, just, I understand.
Yeah, this is the most ridiculous. You guys got a good product that's way overpriced. This thing is expensive as hell. But I'm willing, you know, to pay the difference. Now I'm finding out there's other companies out there that make much better products, like copy, like the carpet for it, and the flux, whatever it is, and the Christmas tree. They make much better ones. Oh, my God, they're really nice. And I can order them. I can order them out of Britain and get them here quicker than I'm getting this stuff from you guys. And I see that this comes from Sparks, Nevada. That must be where your warehouse is. But, yeah, I thought for sure I had this third order all set and ready to go. And they said they had the two back in stock and all this stuff, and then I'm sitting on it and finding out it's not again.
Well, I can't
Huh?
Honestly, I can't really say that we ever had three back in stock. I'm not sure what the last agent was looking at, because we don't have a list of inventory of what we have in inventory, because our inventory list changes on a daily. So we don't have an accurate information if it is in stock or if it's not in stock. Or the only
Okay. Yeah, I got a deal saying that, you know, that the two that they held back, you have. So, you know, I'm saying, well, send them. Don't tell me you got them. Just send them. You know, I ordered them. And when they're, it seems like when they get back in stock, they should just put them right in the mail to you. You know?
Yes, sir. That is how we do it. As soon as we have them back in stock, it automatically, it doesn't even have a chance to sit on the shelf. So it just goes out for those that are still owed that piece whenever it goes.
Yeah. Well, that never happened. Back in stock. We're talking a month ago, and that never happened.
But I can't say that it really did come back in stock, because we don't have a list of inventory. That's what
they told me it was back in stock. So
yes, sir. I'm not sure what they were looking at, because we don't have a list of inventory.
3 and 7.
Yes, sir. But like I'm not sure where they got that information.
Send me 9. 9 is the same exact thing. All it is a front tire. And a tire, there is no right and left to them. You can put it on like any car. You can, you know, rotate your tires. It don't matter which side you put it on. It's the same. So, you know, if you're never going to get 3 back in stock, which you're telling me now you've never had it back in stock, which I, you know, we're talking, you know, damn near back, you know, like I say, the end of first of the year. But I don't understand why it can be so damn hard to get these parts. I'm getting parts from things out of China way quicker. And they come over C-mail. I'm thinking, what? You know, I was about ready to cancel this thing and go get an excavator out of, you know, an earth mover out of China. And it cost me more, at least I get it. It comes all in one chunk. And yeah, I've been putting off. And, you know, the weird part of it is, go check the Better Business Bureau on you guys. And there's a whole bunch of people that are still, they got their car done, apparently, and they still don't have their 3 front wheel.
Yes, so we're aware.
And it don't make any, it doesn't make sense, because 9's the same damn thing. It's another front wheel, and it's identical. The only thing different would be the magazine.
Yes, sir. Well, I do see here that you received 9 in your last shipment that was on the back in January. I can request for a replacement to be sent out to you for 9 if it is the same front wheel. And you can,
same
you can
front
have
wheel.
That.
And, yeah.
Okay.
And then send me the magazine when you get it in. Because I don't want to wait for months and months for a damn magazine.
Yes, sir.
The only reason I'd even give a damn about the magazine, if you put them together, they're all in the binder, you know, and I'm missing 9 and, or I'm missing 7 and 3. And if you just, you send me the magazine on 3 and I'll get another 9. And let me make sure that's, I'm telling you the truth. I've got put my folder together. Because I was so damn bored. I don't have anything. Okay, let's see. It's nice they picture these on the back. Oh, this is... Yep, number 9. Number 9 is the back wheel. So that would give me my wheels. And then send me the next 12.
Okay. So that's what I've done. I have a request for another number 9 to be sent out to you, so you can get that out of the way for that front wheel. And then I'm going to skip number 3 again to make sure that the next 12 ship out.
Okay. Okay,
yes,
and I hope they send me the magazine.
The magazine will be sent out at a later time after it is in stock. I do need to advise that you have to call us to unskip number 3 so you can get that magazine.
And I'm still waiting on 7 too. That's part of the front suspension that helps turn it.
I'm not sure if we have 7 back in stock. I'm gonna leave 7 as is and just skip number 3 and have the next 12. If the next 12, including 7, is in stock, it will automatically ship out on Friday. If you wake up Friday and you don't see any notifications about the next shipment or any pending holds on your bank statement on Friday, then that probably means that 7 is still out of stock. Give us a call back. We'll unskip 7, and then we'll wait until Tuesday to see if the next 12 is in stock. That is how we have to do it.
You mean if I go ahead with 7 and you don't have it, then it's going to hold it up again?
Yes, sir. If we just leave 7 in the next 11 issues as is, then if 7...
Just send me the next 12. I think it's 16 on. Send me the next 12. And if there's any missing, just skip them and send them to me.
We won't know if it's missing or if it's out of stock until Friday. That's what I'm saying. If you want to, I can go ahead and skip 3 and 7 again on today. Friday comes along, it will ship out the next 12. Then you can call us back on Friday to request for 7 to be unskipped and see if it will ship out on the next in the next 2 weeks.
And then I'm ordering a second 9, and if they don't have it, then they're gonna skip it again, right?
Because number 9 is a reship, it won't matter if it's out of stock or not, because if it is in stock, it will automatically ship out. It will be a separate shipment, separate tracking information. But if it is out of stock, it will automatically ship out on without any problems. But if it's not out of stock, it will not cause a delay in your next shipment.
Okay. Well, that'll at least give me another front wheel, give me an extra magazine. But that's all right. I mean, oh my God, I've never been so frustrated in all my life. See, I'm scared of. This is expensive as hell. You know, you can get, you know, we're talking about $1,700 in this thing at 30. You can even go beyond that, I see. But at least I've got access out of Britain from these things. And I'll start using it. If you guys just can't get them to me, I'll just have to step around those and cancel them from you, you know. And I guess, you know, but it just makes it too complicated. It shouldn't be this hard. And they assured me now that they've got the warehouse well stocked again. You know, you know, when you guys cancel, you should send me an email saying we had to cancel. So then I can immediately call you back and say, skip it. Because they can't skip it without me telling them. Well, I can't tell you guys to skip it if I don't know that it's out of stock.
See, yes, I understand.
It's really confusing. And then I've never had to fight and fight and fight. And I don't. Well, then you shut the whole damn thing down because your inventory and warehouse, and that ended up taking 2 or 3 more weeks than they thought, I guess. Yeah, pretty soon I got to call you a couple times a week just to find out what the next excuse is going to be, because I know I'm going to get some kind of an excuse. And it really made me irate the other day when she said, well, we're holding up 3 because of the magazine. Can't ship them out without the magazine. I said, well, I don't know why. I need the parts. You know, the magazine doesn't do me any good put this thing together. It's got nice pictures in it. It's well illustrated, but, you know, I don't need that. That's not why I bought this. I bought it for getting the car together. So you think they'll eventually get this straightened out?
Yes, sir. They will eventually. Like I stated, I'm going to skip 3 already for you. Do you want to have 7 included with the next shipment? If it is in stock, it will automatically ship out. without any problems. It's not.
Well, if you can do that without it holding up.
We
if
won't
they
know
don't
until
have
Friday.
It, don't. Huh?
We won't know until Friday. If we leave it as is, including 7 in the next 11 issues, if it is in stock, you'll automatically ship out on Friday. If it's not, then it's going to cost another hold up. You'll check your bank statement. You see that you didn't get charged. So that probably means 7 is out of stock. You'll give us a call back. We'll unskip it and wait till next following Tuesday for the next 12 issues to ship out with 7.
Yeah. See, I was assured that they would be shipped out, 3 weeks ago, this, you know, third order. And here we sit. It's the most frustrating thing. Well, what really scares me is when the Better Business Bureau's got a whole bunch of people complaining that they can't get parts, you know. And it's nice to know that I can get a second one because, you know, if your dog chewed up the tire or something on it, you could order a second round of parts. But 9 is exactly the same as 3, so, you know, and if that don't hold it up, we'd go for it. You know, I can't. Can I order the next 12 that I've got coming, and then put 9 and 7 together in an order?
Do you want 7 included with the next shipment? Because it will be 7, and then it will roll over to 17, 18, 19, and forward for the next 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just what I was scared of. Is that if I put 7 in there, and if it's like 3, if I was misinformed, because they said you had all of them back in stock. So, you know, and I'm afraid if I put 7 in there, it's going to hold my order up again on Friday. So that means I have to wait for the following week.
So you do want to skip 7?
Could you put 7 and 9 together? So you're going to send me 9, right?
Yes, we're going to send you 9, but we cannot put 7 and 9 together.
God. Well, I just don't want this order held up any longer. It was supposed to have been sent to me 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was supposed to get 2 a month, and it's been over 3 months, and I got the first one. Well, it's actually the second order because that promo thing to get you hooked, you know, I got it. And I was really impressed with that one. This one here, I've had problems with screws. I had problems. My brother's a machinist, and I helped him fix one of the things. Wasn't even drilled right, or it wasn't tapped or some damn thing. I'd have been having to reorder another part there. So I am having little problems, but it's nice to have a brother that's a machinist that's got small taps and things that, you know, if the hole isn't drilled or tapped out, you know, it's a real problem. So, okay, well, but if I, they assured me that 3 and 7 were back in stock. Now, if 7 is still out of stock, or it's probably out of stock again, you know, if 3's, but 3 isn't out of stock, they just don't have magazines.
The parts are in, but the magazine is what's missing.
Yeah. And there's no way she would send me 3 without the magazine. I said, send me the magazine later. I could live with getting the magazine at the end of the build, you know, but I need the front wheel. So, okay, well, you guys are making this really, really complicated, and I don't know. You must get thousands of calls, and I imagine some pretty irate ones, because I know I'm not the only one going through all this. Not according to your Better Business Bureau, but I just need the parts and want to build on the thing. You know, unfortunately, I'm good at it and I'm fast. I get 12 kits and I was done in 6 hours. I've spent way more time trying to get the damn things than I do putting it together. I mean, way more time. So whatever you think's best, I take it you're a manager.
Yes, sir. That's why you were transferred over to me.
Right. Last time, the gal, and she was pretty shitty, too. She must have had some bad customers ahead of me. And she was in a pissy mood, and I said, well, let me talk to the manager then. And she put me on hold, and I sat here for at least 45 minutes to an hour, and I had to go somewhere, so I finally hung up. But at least I got right in today. I didn't even have to have them call me back. So maybe that's a good sign that you're getting caught up or something. I don't know. I wouldn't want you guys' job, I'll tell you. And I'm trying real hard to not get irate. It's not your fault, but whoever's put this together has a real shitty job. You should have a direct contact to that warehouse and find out. You know, you could put me on hold. They used to put me on hold and said, let me check. And I thought they were contacting the warehouse, but apparently not. You know, or you guys should have a list of what you do and don't have. God, with email, you could do that instantly. And if you ran out of stock, it should pop up on your screen saying, no, out of stock.
Yes, unfortunately. Our inventory changes on a daily, so it's hard for us to keep up with everything all at one time. Yes, sir.
One person doing that, just making sure all you guys on the phones have the right information at all times, would save all of you a ton of money and a hell of a lot of phone calls. I just can't even imagine. What I'm scared of, next thing, is you guys will go underground to where you can't reach by phone, that you'll have to start typing all this stuff in, and then that's when I will stop it. You know, like I say, I've only got 120 into this right now, but well, send me the 9, and I'm scared to death to put the 7 on, because just sure as hell it's going to hold up the order. You know, that's just the way. I've had so many bad experiences with doing this. And you guys never let me know, hey, guy, you know, we can't send you that. It's back ordered. So I can go ahead and say, skip it. And there's no way you can put on my order, if there's any order not available, skip it.
Unfortunately, we're unable to do so.
Okay, so the next 12, all it takes is one order, and then I don't hear back from you guys, and I sit here and wait for another couple of weeks. And if I call in, oh, well, we couldn't ship it because there's one missing. See how lame
that
is?
Well, if you see that...
Huh?
I understand. If you see that you don't... Well, if you wake up on Friday morning and you don't see a pending issue... I'm sorry, a pending payment on your bank statement, then
no.
You'll give us a call back and we can tell you what we have found that is currently out of stock. Because we won't know until... the day that we're ready to ship out is when they update the system to tell us what's out of stock.
Okay, so, and then that'll delay it another week, right? Because you only do it on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Yes, but then we'll know exactly what's out of stock and we can skip it again.
Oh, what a nightmare. Yeah, because, see, you guys told me, they said, yes, it's in stock. 3 and 7 is in stock. I said, good. Put those on the first of the order and then give me the next 12. You know? And they said, okay, it's going to the warehouse now. You know? And then nothing again. And this was what? This is 3 weeks ago, I think. 2-3 weeks. I'm trying to get 2 a month.
Yes, I understand.
So far, I've gotten 1 in 3 months. That's not a good average. You know, it's to you guys' benefit, because the more of this stuff goes out that warehouse, the more you're going to sell. At least talk to them and see if you can, if it's not complete, you can skip the order and send it to them anyhow. You can always order it later, hopefully. I hope you guys are still going to be in business before, you know, that's the other thing. With the way you guys are operating, my worry, I'd have quit. I quit twice. They offered me 20% off for all my problems, so I thought that was nice of them. So at least I'll save 20% on this whole kit. But as they said, as long as I keep ordering 12. But 12 is real risky, because just as sure as hell, out of 12, you're going to find one that's out of stock, or they don't have the magazine. Well, that's a poor excuse. We can always play catch up, but don't hold up the orders, please.
Yes, sir. We're going to try our best to have the next 12 issues shipped out to you. I do apologize in regards to the delay.
Yeah, well, I've heard that 20 times now, and I appreciate you apologizing, and I know it's not your fault, but God, talk to somebody and get this thing fixed. It's a nightmare. It's got to be causing you guys more problems than me. I'm retired. And, you know, like I say, it's got to be a game now. I can't wait to call you guys back up to see what the next excuse is going to be. And it's always around three. And the people at the Better Business Bureau, there's an awful lot of threes. There's a lot of people out there that can't get that front wheel. And it's just a wheel. And it's like, you know, three parts and two screws, and something's drastically wrong that thing, it keeps getting backordered on everybody, you know, like, because you got it in a 9-2. Okay, well, if I can't get three, then make it nine and the rest of my 12, and I'll look, so we'll know here the after tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll check it out. I hope it's going to work.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for hearing all my complaints, but this has been building up for... I've called you guys so many times. I swear to God. Okay, well, we'll try one more time. Other than that, either I got to go to Britain and order the parts, or I'm going to have to just, I think I'd be better off ordering this stuff out of China, the earth movers and some other stuff. They do a pretty good, I just don't want to do business with China, you know, but they do a damn good job. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling me. Have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.